West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, ELG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Parfour and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.
And welcome to Mountain Grove High School. We're underway. West Plains Zizzer basketball as they take on the host, Mountain Grove Panthers. And the Zizzers control the tip. Miller's got it. He swings it around. Judd on the top gets it over to the wing to Cobb. Back into the corner. Miller's going to bring it back out to the wing. Pass across court. Drive in. Down on the baseline to Moore. Kicks it out. Three-pointer from the corner for Judd. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Cole Gardner for the Panthers. Panthers pushing it down. And we're going to have a foul on Aiden Judd. That'll be his first. That will put the Panthers at the line. That's number one, Eli Golden. Go through the starters here real quick for you. For the Mountain Grove Panthers, they're dressed in the white, trimmed in the maroon. Cole Gardner, Eli Golden, Dalton Shannon, Brody Emery, and Aiden Esep. The first free throw is no good. For the Zizzers, Jared Kraft, Aiden Judd, Caleb Cobb, Ethan Miller, and Jacob Moore. Second free throw's up. It is good. And Mountain Grove has an early 1-0 lead. Zizzers got the ball on their end. Cobb gets it over to Miller. Miller around to the top of the key to Jacob Moore. Back to Miller. Got a battle down low on the block. Judd trying to get position. They get it down onto the baseline. Kicking out. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Cobb to the free throw line. Gets it down to Judd. Judd back out to the top of the key. Here's the three-pointer. No good. Off the rim. Offensive rebound. Judd. Put back. No. Offensive rebound. Moore. Here comes Kraft down the lane. He misses it. Judd gets the rebound, and we've got a foul on the floor. Good job by the Zizzers on the offensive board. They just haven't found the bottom of the bucket yet. Four offensive rebounds there in that possession. Cobb's going to inbound it on the baseline. He gets it into Kraft, around to the top of the key. They get it over into the corner. Cobb dribbles out to the wing, gets it to Kraft. Being guarded tough. My Panther defender. Cobb's got it. Short jumper. In and out. No good. Another offensive rebound by Judd. No good. Gets the rebound back, and it's going to be out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off of West Plains. It looks like it went off to the foot of Aiden Estep, but the official gives it back to the Panthers. They bring it across the timeline. There's a free throw line. They get it to Emery. Emery gives it up, three-pointer up, no good. Another rebound, Aiden Judd. He is cleaning the glass tonight. Kraft's got the ball. Left-handed dribble. Gets it over to Miller. Back top the key to Judd. Cobb thinks about the three. He dribbles across. He gives them all up to Miller. Miller to Moore. Moore, short jumper, no good. Another offensive rebound. Here is a three-pointer put up, in and out, no good. By Ethan Miller. And so far, the Zizzers have had a lot of looks, but have not been able to get anything down so far. There's a one-hander off the backboard. Offensive rebound for the Panthers. Three-pointer is good. Eli Golden, he's got all four, and it's an early 4-0 lead for the Panthers. West Plains comes in on a four-game winning streak. They throw that ball away. That's a turnover on the Zizzers. They had a big win at Parkview last Thursday night in a close one. They edged them out at the end, 51-48. The Panthers, 6-10, but don't let the record fool you. They're up 6-0 as the drive by Cale Gardner goes in. Panthers have played an incredibly tough schedule, and they're going to call a charge. That was a very delayed call. They're going to get Caleb Cobb with the foul there with a charge. But the Panthers have played a very tough schedule. They only lost by one to the state-ranked number one Class 1 Bunker, who is undefeated on the season. Played Liberty very close, and they played in the blue and gold up in Springfield. So they've had a really tough schedule, so they're battle-tested. They are not going to back down at all, and they're up early, 6-0. Good defense by Jacob Moore, giving the Panthers all kinds of fits, but he's going to get a hand check foul. That'll be his first. That'll be the third Zizzer team foul. Panthers to inbound it on the sideline, up 6-0, 4.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Oh, close to a steal there by Miller. Three-pointer is put up, and it is good again. That is Cole Gardner, and it is 9-0 with 4:24 left. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is basketball on KDY.
Hawkins Home and Lawn. Best brands, best service since 67.
Hi, this is Anna. Start off the new year by shopping local with Hawkins Home and Lawn. Our expert staff is here to help you find exactly what you need, along with Parts and Service Department, Price Match Plus, financing and delivery. Hawkins Home and Lawn is all you need. Stop in our West Plains and Mountain Grove stores today.
Hawkins Home and Lawn. Best brands, best service since 67.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
And welcome back to the Mountain Grove High School gym. This is a family pharmacy. Well, it's a kind of a shootout now. It was a tournament, but with the weather, they had to move things around. West Plains taking on Mountain Grove tonight. We'll play fair tomorrow night. Judd with the ball. Found the key. Three-pointer's good. And the Zizzers are on the board. Three-pointer. Nice shot from the top of the key. It's 9-3. 4 minutes in the first. Garner. He's traveled. Nice spin move there. Got it to fall. But the bucket is no good. 9-3, Panthers with the lead, 3:57 left to go here in the first quarter. The first game was a good one. Norwood against Link Academy out of Branson, which Link only dressed six players tonight, but ended up 58-50. Norwood, nice, strong move by Josiah Long, who just came into the game, and it is now 9-5, and a steal by the Zizzers. The Norwood Link game was back and forth till the end. Long's got it. He gets it down to Judd. Judd, out the top of the key. Three-pointer's up. No good. Long rebound. Comes down. Miller's got it. Cross the court to Long. He got it at the wing. Gets it to Judd at the top of the key. Sidesteps. Free throw line jumper. It's good. Judd's got five. And just like that, a 7-0 run has got this one back to a two-point game. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. We got a foul on the floor. Going to be, I believe, on Josiah Long with a hand check. And it is on Long. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Zizzers. Brett Gardner checked in for the Panthers. And we've got a foul in the backcourt. Caleb Cobb is called with that one. That's his second. And Gavin Kinslow is at the scorer's desk getting ready to check in. First free throw is good. That's Aiden Estep with the free throw. And it's now 10-7. Kinslow checks in. Cobb checks out with two fouls, so he'll probably sit for a little while. Definitely want him around for the stretch run. Second free throw by Estep off the back of the iron, no good. Brings around Zizzers, come down with the rebound. Kraft has got it on the wing. Gets it over to Miller, around to Long at the wing. Into the corner, Judd down the baseline. Got a hand check foul on Golden. It's going to be his first. That is the second for the Panthers. Josiah Long going to inbound it under their own goal. Better hurry up. All right, there we go. He got it in to Judd. Judd gets it to Kraft. Kraft inside the three-point line. Nice jumper there. And it's good. It is now 10-9. Garner's got it, loses it, but Estep right there. He gets it over to Golden. Golden drives down. Contested shot, no good. Rebound, Josiah Long. Miller brings it up to the top of the key. He gets it over to Judd on the wing. Judd with three, no good. Off the front of the rim, rebound comes down to Garner. Drive all the way down the baseline, puts it up, and good. That's Eli Golden. And he's off to a hot start. Golden with 9 of the Panthers, 12. Nice pass from Long into Judd. Judd's got 7 now. 1.5 left here in the first quarter. Mountain Grove's got it. It's Hale Gardner. Backs it out. Gets it to the top of the key to Estep. Estep to the wing. Here's a three. No good. Offensive rebound. Back out. And another three-pointer. No good. Kraft comes down with the rebound this time. Long's got it. Cross the timeline. Nice dish to Kinslow. It's good. Gavin Kinslow with his first two. And I believe they called a foul there, so he's going to go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. And the Zizzers have got their first lead of the game. They're on a 13-3 run here, 1 minute exactly left to go here in the first quarter. That foul was on Cale Gardner, his first. Free throw is good. Kinslow's got 3, and it's a 2-point Zizzer lead inside of a minute. Estep gets it. He swings it around to Emery. Emery down the lane. Layup is good. Brody Emery with his first two. And it's tied at 14. There's a drive by Josiah Long all the way down the lane. He puts it off the glass and good. 16-14. Zizzers with the lead. We've got a 30-second timeout on the floor, so we'll be back in 30. Zizzer basketball on KDY.
Are you needing to sell your real estate? Seek help today from the professional realtors at Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty. Their agents have decades of combined experience and are experts in all areas of real estate, including commercial real estate, farms, new construction, and of course, residential. So if you're looking to sell, turn to Century 21 Ozark Hills Realty in a new location at 740 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic here from Mountain Grove. We're in a good one here as we're down to 30 seconds. Here's a shot put up. Rebound comes down to Kinslow. He gets it to Kraft. 16-14 Zizzers, 20 seconds left. Josiah Long down the baseline looking for somewhere to go. He kicks it out. They've got it at the top of the key. Back to the wing. That's Dunbar that's into the game now. Miller's got it. He swings it around. Kinslow, top of the key, looking for the last shot here. Long's got it. Three-pointer put up. It's good. Josiah with a spark off the bench. He's got 7, and the Zizzers up 19-14 after the first quarter after trailing 9-0 to start. A 19-5 run to take the lead into the second quarter. And we're back in 1 minute. This is our basketball on KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Do you have assisted devices that you no longer need, such as a wheelchair, a walker, a cane, or shower chair? You can donate it to Ozark Independent Living. They will in turn give it to someone in need. It's local people helping local people. Ozark Independent Living in West Plains at 1098 Avenue, 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
And welcome back to the Mountain Grove High School gym. It's the Scissors and the Panthers hooking up in a good one. There is a steal by Kraft. All the way down the lane, layup's good. And the foul, he's going to get to go to the line for a three-point play. That is Jared's first 2 points. Mountain Grove did a really good job on him in the first quarter. And I don't know that he got a shot in that first quarter. But once he gets going, it's hard to stop. 21-14, Dunbar's going to check out. Jacob Moore going to check back in. So we got Moore, Miller, Kraft, Long, and Kinslow on the floor for the Scissors here in the second quarter. Free throw up. It is good. Kraft's got three now. Josiah Long and Aiden Judd lead the Scissors. They've got seven apiece. Eli Golden leads all scorers. He had nine of the Panthers, 14 in the first quarter. And we're going to have a foul. I believe they're going to call that on Josiah Long down on the baseline. Nope, they're going to call that on Moore. So Moore gets his second. So him and Cobb both on the bench with two fouls apiece. So going to have to watch how that goes. Tough shot put up. Nice. Panthers, they get the offensive rebound, get the put back. It's good. And Golden has got 11 now. He's going to go to the free throw line to try to make it 12. He is a good-looking ball player. Dunbar's going to check in, and Judd checks out. I guess, yeah, Judd got that one, so that's two on him. So three Scissors with two fouls apiece. Dunbar's got it. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. And throw the ball away. Tried to go for the home run there. It got a little bit long on the pass, so it's going to go back to the Scissors up by five with 7:21 left in the first half. Miller's going to bring it across the timeline. Gets it over to Dunbar on the wing. Long in the corner. They've got it to Kraft down low. Back to Long for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Cole Gardner. All the way up the floor. Good ball movement. And it's put up and in. Aiden Estep. He's got three now. And it's back to a three-point game now. The Scissors leading 22-19 inside of 7 minutes. Here left to go in the first half. Dunbar's got it. Gets it down to Kraft on the baseline. Long with a nice cut. There's a blocked shot. And the Panthers have got the ball back. Here comes Golden all the way down. Layup is good. Golden's got 13, and the Panthers are back within one. Long pass down to Kinslow. Kinslow gets it back to Long at the wing. He throws it over to Miller at the other wing. Kinslow's got it. Kraft's posted up down on the left block. They get it to him. Kicks it back out to Long. Long's going to put up another three, and it's good. Josiah feeling it tonight. He's the first Scissor. In double figures, 25-21, 6 minutes here in the first half. Golden's got it. He gets a nice dish inside, but he gives it up. Esaf with the running one-hander, no good. Kraft down with the rebound. Pushes it up to Long. Long's got it at the wing. He's going to put up another three. It's off front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. May have been a little bit of a quick shot there by Josiah. Nobody else was back. And the score at the other end, Cole Garner for the Panthers. Two-point game, 25-23 in favor of the Zizzers. Dunbar's got it in the corner. Gets it down to Kinslow. Kinslow to Josiah in the right corner. Back out to Kinslow at the top of the key. Miller from the wing. It's good. Three-pointer. Ethan Miller on the board, 28-23 now, Zizzers. And we do have a timeout on the floor. And it's going to be a full timeout. So we're back in 1 minute with Zizzer basketball on Hot Country. KDY.
Is it time to clean out the garage or storage building? If so, consider donating unneeded items to the Habitat Restore in West Plains. The Habitat Restore will in turn sell your items at a low price to someone who likes it. Great idea, right? The items you donate are tax deductible, and when they are sold, all the money goes toward building a new home for a family in need. The Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, helping families one home at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And we're back. 5:15 left to go in the first half. Zizzers with a lead. Here's a foul on West Plains, and that is going to put Cole Garner at the line. Garner's got 4 on the night, 28-23. Zizzers with the lead. And if you tuned in for MSU West Plains basketball, that's over on our sister station, 96.9 The Fox. Heartland's got that one. I'm James Hurt filling in for him tonight because we haven't figured out how to clone Harlan and get him in two places at once. So I'm with you tonight. I believe he'll probably be here tomorrow night for the game against Thayer. Both free throws are good for Cale Garner. He's got 6 now, and it's a three-point game. Ethan Miller brings it across the timeline. He gets it down to Hudson Patillo in the game for the first time. Kinslow's got it. Gets it to Josiah Long on the wing. Works it down to Kraft. Kraft's got 2 points so far. He'll get going here pretty soon. Patillo with a strong pass. Kinslow just could not handle it. Had a little bit too much mustard on that one. So that's going to be a turnover on the Zizzers. 4:53 left to go here in the first half. Zizzers up 3. If you're just joining us, Mountain Grove got off to a 9-0 lead. Good hands there by Josiah Long as he deflects the pass out of bounds. And the Zizzers came back with a 19-5 run to finish out the first quarter to take a 19-14 lead. 28-25 is our score right now as Mountain Grove works it around. They've got it at the wing. That right-handed dribble at the top of the key. Almost a steal there by Miller. Mountain Grove thinks about the 3. They get across into the corner. Back out to Garner. Nice screen there. 3-pointers up. No good. Rebound by Kinslow. Back out to Garner. Nice screen there. 3-pointers up. No good. Rebound by Kinslow. And here comes the Zizzers. Jared Kraft brings it up. He dishes it off. Miller for 3. No good. Rebound bounces around, comes down to Golden. Golden gets it over to Garner. Back over to Golden. Golden right-handed dribble into the lane, gives it up. Here's a shot from the wing. It's good. Number 11, Brody Emery's got 5 now, and we're tied. Brand new ball game. 3:45 left to go here in the first half. Ethan Miller's got it. He gets it over to Kraft. Kraft being guarded tightly by. He's done a good job so far. Kraft loses the handle, steps on the inbounds. That's a turnover on the Zizzers. back to the Panthers, tied at 28, 3:35 left to go. Jacob Moore is going to check back into the game. Gavin Kinslow going to get a breather. Golden's got it down on the baseline. Kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer put up. No good. Push off. Not called. Mountain Grove with the rebound. Golden's got it. Works it up. No good. He gets it back again. Up again. No good. And there's going to be a foul. I believe they're going to call that one on Hudson Petillo. Guys got to do a little better job blocking out down there under the basket. Yeah, Hudson Petillo with his first. That's the team's fourth already. Mountain Grove inbounding it. They throw it all the way out to Kale Garner. Garner gets it to Estep. Estep to Emery. Drives down the lane, right-hand shot put up. No good. They're going to get Josiah Long on that one. I believe that's going to be Josiah's second as well. So several Zizzers with two fouls now. And that could play big as we finish out this first half. First free throw is no good by Brody Emery. Panthers 4-for-7 forming the line so far. Second one is good. So Emery's got six now, and the Panthers are back on top. It's 29-28, inside of 3 minutes. Moore's got it on the wing. He gets it over to Long. Long thinks about the three. Panthers in his own defense. Here's Long from the corner. It's good. Josiah with 13 off the bench. And it's back to 31-29. Scissors with the lead. 2:30 left to go. Emery feeds it down. Shot no good. Rebound to Moore. That was Brett Gardner that's into the game. Moore's got it. He dishes it down to Miller from the corner. Off the rim. No good. That looked good from way up here. Panthers with numbers. Oh, Josiah out of nowhere with the rejection. Dalton Shannon thought he had a clear path to the goal. Josiah Long come flying out of nowhere, knocked that one out of bounds. A great defense by Josiah Long. Mountain Grove inbounds it. Emery. He dishes it off. Garner, air ball. Rebound to the Panthers. They kick it back out to the wing. Hits a three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Panthers. He loses it out of bounds, and they're going to say it was off a craft. I did not see that. It looked like it went straight out of bounds, but I'm up here. They know what they're doing. 31-29, minute and a half. Oh, Estep loses it. Panthers come back down with it. He's got it. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound. Comes down to Kinslow. Kinslow gets it over to Long. Long brings it across the timeline. And we're going to have a foul on the Panthers. They tried to run through a screen. That's going to be on number 11, Brody Emery. That's Emery's second. That's the team's second. So the next is their foul. Mountain Grove will be in the bonus. Kraft's got it. Kraft's got 2 points on the night so far. He dishes it off to Kinslow. Josiah's got it. He gets it down to Petillo. Back to Long for three. And off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Mountain Grove. Cole Gardner. And we got a walk down on the other end. He caught the ball. Was going to go up with it, slid that pivot foot. Josiah Long going to get a much-deserved break. You've got 13. Ethan Miller checks back in. 2-point lead here for the Zizzers. Inside of 1 minute left to go in the first half. Miller, free throw line jumper. Nothing but net. He's got 5 all here in the second quarter. And the Zizzers extend their lead to 4. Could have been a foul there. They let them play. Mountain Grove's got it on the wing. That's Garner. Ball on the floor. And we got a foul. And we got a scrum on the floor. Players falling over the others. Tempers getting a little bit hot here. And it's going to be a foul on Ethan Miller. And Mountain Grove will be going to the line to shoot 2. 37.9 seconds left to go here in an exciting first half. The number 0, Cale Garner, to the line. And it's good. He's perfect 3-for-3 from the line so far tonight. He's got 7 points. Dalton Shannon checks out. Number 5, Brady Anderson, checks in for the Panthers. Second free throw about to go up. And it is also good. So 8 points for Cale Garner. Zizzers has got it. 35 seconds left. 2-point lead. Ethan Miller brings it up. He gets it to Kinslow. Kinslow back to Miller. Miller, left-handed dribble back to the top of the key. Kraft's got it on the wing. Drive all the way down, puts it up, puts it in. Going to go to the line for the old-fashioned 3-point play. He's got 3 points. Make that 5 now. 6 if he can complete the free throw here. And the Zizzers lead by 4, looking to make it 5. Jared Kraft with the free throw, and it's off the rim. No good. Saved in. Mountain Grove saved in again. Off the hands of the Zizzers. And going to be out of bounds off of the Panthers. Back to the Zizzers. 11.9 left to go in the first half. Ball went off the hands of the Zizzer players. Saved in bounds by Mountain Grove. And they had to save it back in again. Kraft got it at the top of the key. We're down to 5. 4. Down the lane. He puts it up. It's off the rim, no good, and that's going to do it for the first half. 35-31, your Zizzers with the lead, and it's been a good one so far. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Do you need help living independently? Look no further than Ozark Independent Living in West Plains. Ozark Independent Living provides help with consumer-directed services, where you choose the services you need and the people to help. You are the boss with Ozark Independent Living at 109 8th Avenue in West Plains. 417-257-0038.
Your care, your choice, your independence. Ozark Independent Living.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Stay warm this winter with a variety of heaters. We have kerosene, electric propane, and dual fuel heaters. We also have pellet stoves and wood stoves, stove pipe, adapters, fire brick, suet cleaner, and remover, chimney caps, brushes, and much, much more. If you cut wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. Come by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today in West Plains and see us and stay warm this winter.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
And we are at halftime. The West Plains Scissors, they're holding on to a 35-31 lead over the host, Mountain Grove Panthers. And it has been a whale of a game. If you didn't make that trip up from West Plains, you are missing it. Mountain Grove got off to a 9-0 start. They came out of the gates hot. West Plains had a lot of chances, just could not find the bottom of the bucket. So they got down early. Coach Huddleston called a timeout. Out of that timeout, West Plains went on a run and finished that quarter on a 19-5 run to take a 19-14 lead at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 17-16 in the second, but they have a four-point lead here at halftime. Now, tomorrow night, the West Plains Scissors will be back right here once again, and they'll be playing the Thayer Bobcats. I see my old buddy Matt Pitts, the head coach of the Thayer Bobcats. He's across the way. He's setting up almost as high as I am here. They're taking a look at the Scissors, get a game plan together. So that ought to be another pretty good game tomorrow night. West Plains looking for their fifth straight win and get to the 500 mark. They come into tonight 7-8 on the season. So once again, like I said, they were 3-8, got off to a really rocky start, but they have been playing really well as of late. If you get a chance, come out and see these Scissors. They are a fun team to watch. Go through the scoring for Mountain Grove. I did a double check here, and I had a mistake here, but I got it fixed. So Cale Garner and Eli Golden, they lead the Panthers with 11 apiece. Brody Emery added 6, and Aiden Estep has 3. For the West Plains Scissors, they're led by Josiah Long. Josiah come off the bench and really gave him a spark. He's hit 3 three-pointers. He's got 13 on the game. Aiden Judd's got 7. Jared Kraft has got 5. Ethan Miller's got 5. Caleb Cobb with 2. And Gavin Kinslow with 3. So, second half should be as exciting as the first one. It's been a good one so far, so keep it tuned right here for second half action. And we'll be back in 3 minutes with that second half. You're listening to Scissor Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
Driving in winter can be challenging. Be sure your tires will get you through the season. If you're getting close to needing new tires, give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you'll always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Price, quality, and service, all at Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Light plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
If you're a small business owner in Southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
Plain Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome back to the Mountain Grove High School gym, as it's the West Plain Scissors taking on the host, Mountain Grove Panthers, here in the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. Once again, this tournament was planned on having it start Monday and go through Thursday. It was going to be pool play and then the finals, but with the weather, that had to make some adjustments. So each team is just playing two games, so it's going to be more of a shootout format. Tomorrow, West Plains Scissors will be back in action here taking on the Thayer Bobcats. So we'll have that game here for you on Hot Country KDY as well, as the Scissors look to try to make it to 500, 8-8 on the season. Now, one thing to watch out for here in the second half is there's four Scissors that ended up with two fouls each at the in the first quarter, I should say. So that's something to keep an eye on. Scissors back to their starting five here in the second half. Kraft, Judd, Cobb, Miller, and Moore. Here's a shot put up by Kraft. It's no good. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. They bring it across the timeline. E-Step's got it at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. He gets it over to Gardner. Gardner with a long three. It's good. So he leads all scorers now. Cale Gardner with 14, and it's a one-point game. Kraft's got it on the wing. Drives down to the baseline. Gets cut off. Brings it back out. They swing it around. Moore on the wing. He gets it to Miller. Miller to Judd. On the right wing, back to the top of the key. They work it around. Cobb. Got it to Kraft. Back to Cobb in the corner, down the baseline. He kicks it back out to Moore. West Plains working the ball movement, trying to find a good shot. Caleb Cobb's got it. Across the court, Miller, wide open three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Ethan Miller's got eight now. That's his second three ball. 38-34, back to the end. Another end just like that. And another three-pointer by the Panthers. That's Brody Emery. Back and forth, 38-37. You're missing a good one if you're not here in person, but I'm glad to have you on the radio. Now the ball's on the floor, and it's going to go back to the Panthers with a jump ball. Kraft got down there, but they held on. Jump ball alternating possessions back to the Panthers. 6:29 left to go here in this third quarter. 38-37. Scissors with a lead. Brody Emery's got it. He kicks it over to Estep for three. No good. Back to Mountain Grove. Estep can't get it to fall. Kraft's got the rebound, and he's going to bring it up. He crosses the timeline. Gets it to Miller at the wing. Miller down the baseline, running one-hander. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Gardner, and he's on the run. One on three. He puts it up. Cannot get it to fall. Gets his own rebound back. And I believe they're going to call Jacob Moore on the foul, and that will put Garner back to the line for two more. He's 4 for 4 from the line tonight. He's got a chance to give Mountain Grove another lead. Mountain Grove coach having a chat there with the officials about something. Here's the first one. It is no good. That's his first miss from the charity stripe tonight. He's got 14 on the night. Moore's going to check out. He's got three fouls now. And Josiah Long leads the Scissors with 13. He checks back in. Here's the second free throw. It is off the front of the rim and through. I believe they're going to give West Plains a warning for slapping the ball out of bounds there. We're back underway now. Tied up, 38 apiece, inside of 6 minutes. Cobb's got it top of the key. Thought about the three. He dishes it out to Miller. Miller works it around. Nice pass into Kraft, but he gets caught, cut off. Back out to Miller. Miller drives down the lane. Off the glass, nice, strong move. Ethan Miller puts it up, and he's got all 5 Scissor points here in the third quarter, and the Scissors are back up by 2, 40-38. Here's a three-pointer put up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Garner. And we've got a foul. That, I believe, is going to be on Judd, and that'll be his third. So the Scissors' depth is going to get a workout tonight. That is on Judd. Free throw is in. That's Garner back at the line once again. First one goes down. Judd's going to take a seat. Gavin Kinslow checks back in. Gail Garner looking to try to tie this one up. Once again, 5:25 left in the third, and he does. He is 7 for 8 from the line tonight. We're all tied up at 40. Kraft's got it. Left-handed dribble to the free throw line. Gets it down into the corner to Cobb. And it's in. It bounced all around the rim. Caleb Cobb got his second bucket of the night. Come down the baseline. A little teardrop. And it hung up there. Seemed like forever. Estep with the cut. Nice pass. And he puts it up and in. Estep's got 5 now, and we're tied once again. Miller kicks it out to Cobb. Cobb down the lane. Little floater. It's good. Caleb Cobb's got 6 now. And 44-42. Scissors. Spin move. Puts it up and in. Eli Golden. That's his first 2 of the second half. He's got 13. And we're back tied at 44. Here's Kraft. Free throw line jumper. It's good. He got good momentum there. It's almost a steal by Cobb, but he knocks it out of bounds. When Kraft gets leverage, run towards the free throw line there, he is almost unstoppable. He's got 7 now on the night. Panthers have got the ball. That's Shannon. He gives it back up to Brody Emery. And guard along. Kinslow all over Golden there. They finally get it back out to the top of the key. Gets it to Garner on the wing. Garner looking somewhere to go. Goes all the way across the court to Emery. Emery dishes it down low to Garner. We got a push. That's going to be on Ethan Miller. I believe that's Ethan's second. That's the team's third here in the third quarter, 46-44. Zizzers with the lead. E-step to trigger it in for the Panthers on their own baseline. And it is batted away by Cobb. Good hands there. Denied that inbound pass. So now the Panthers will be taking it out on the corner at their own baseline. And they do get it in this time to Cole Garner. He's being guarded by Kraft. He loses it. It's a wide open three. It is good. Brody Emery with his second three now of the game. He's the third Panther in double figures. He's got 12, and the Panthers have a lead, 47-46. Long drives down the lane. He loses it, but they're going to call a foul. I believe they're going to call that one on Cole Garner. If so, that's his second. It was not a shooting foul, and that is who they called it on, Cole Garner. So the Zizzers will be inbounding it under their own goal. Down one, 3:24. They get it into Kraft. Long sets a pick. They get it back out to him. He's down on the baseline. Kicks it out. Ethan Miller for three. It's good. Miller heating up. He's got eight now in the half in this quarter. 13 for the game. There's a run all the way down the lane. Finger roll is up and in for Garner. And he's got 19. Cobb's got it. Down the lane. Kicks it out to Long for three. Bang. It's good. Josiah feeling it from three-point range tonight. That's his fourth free three-pointer. Zizzers up three, and we've got a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take one, too. Back in 30 on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic in Mountain Grove, 52-49. Zizzers with the lead, 2:45 left to go here in this third quarter. Panthers have got the ball. They bring it across the timeline. Cole Garner, he's had a big night so far. He dishes it off to Brody Emery. Back out to Golden. And loose ball, turnover. Zizzers have got it. Caleb Cobb all the way up the floor. He gathers it, and here's a steal, and the lay-in is good. That's Brett Gardner with the lay-in there, and it's a one-point game. Bob was just a little out of control there coming down the lane and lost the ball. Here's a drive. Miller can't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to Golden. He pushes it up. He loses it. And Kinslow comes up with it. Here's Kraft all the way down the lane. Layup is good. Jared Kraft's got nine now. And it is back to a three-point Zizzer lead inside of 2 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. It's been a good one so far. As we're down to 140. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. In and out, no good. We're going to have an over-the-back on Brett Gardner. I believe that's Brett Gardner's first foul. That's just the second team foul for the Panthers here. Three for the Zizzers, two for the Panthers. So it still be a little bit before anybody gets to the bonus. Kraft got it on the wing to the free throw line. Down in the corner to Cobb. He puts up a three off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. We get a jump ball. And alternating possessions gives that back to the Zizzers. 1:22 left to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers looking to expand on that three-point lead, 54-51, the score right now. Josiah gets it to Miller. Miller thought about the three. He kicked it down. They've got it too long on the baseline, and he tries a wraparound pass. Over to Cobb. Good ball movement. Here's a shot put up and blocked. as Luke Skeeters into the game. He's going to go to the foul line. That foul is on number 11, Brody Emery, his third, the team's third. Skeeters looks to get on the board, and he does. Free throw is good. And the sophomore is on the scorebook. They're going to give Jared Kraft the breather here. 107 left to go in the third quarter. Dalton Shannon checks out for the Panthers. Brady Harris takes his place. Both free throws by Skeeters are good. And it's a 5-point Zizzer lead as we're down to 1 minute. Nice move there. Cale Garner all the way down to the lane, and he has got 21 now, and we're inside of a minute. Bronson gets tripped up. Dunbar had it and was driving down the lane. He got tripped. They're going to say on the floor. That's the 14th foul for the Panthers. See who they called that one on. I couldn't really tell. Josiah's got it on the baseline. A little teardrop. Misses everything. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. They called that foul on Brett Gardner. His second one. Oh, missed the dunk. Went up and hit the wires. That was, I believe, Brady Harris went down and tried to throw it down two-handed. But he got the back of the iron, and it went way up. 30 seconds left. Zizzers up 3, 56-53. Skeeters has got it on the wing. He gets it down into the corner to Cobb. Cobb down to the baseline, and it gets slapped out of bounds. 17.7 left to go here in the quarter. Zizzers will be inbounding it under their own goal. Caleb Cobb going to do the honors. Got Long on one block, Dunbar on the other. And gets it into Josiah. He gets that left-handed layup in. It's good. Josiah with 18 now. We're inside of 10. Mountain Grove with the ball. He loses it, but we're going to have a, I guess they called a check foul on Cobb. Didn't see that. Looked like the Panthers player just kind of tripped there. But I'm a lot farther away from it than they were. Panthers are triggered in under their own basket. Nice cut there. And we're going to have a foul on Bronson Dunbar on the shot. So that's going to put the Panthers at the line. Number 5, Brady Anderson, looking for his first point of the night. 3.5 left. Zizzers with a 5-point lead. Anderson with the first three free throw. Off the front, off the back, off the side. No good. One more chance here. And it is good. So Anderson on the board. Oh, almost a throwaway there. And good hustle by Mountain Grove, but it's going to cost them a foul. That is Cale Garner. And he got up a little bit slow after that. So he's going to check out. Eli Goldman checks back in. 2.5 left to go on this one. And that's going to put Cobb at the line, as that puts the Panthers and the Zizzers both in the bonus now. First one off front of the rim and drops in. Cobb with 5 in the quarter, 7 on the game. The lead is extended to 5 now. And the second one is up, and it is also good. And here's a shot at the buzzer off the front of the rim. No good. And that's going to do it for three quarters from the Panthers Classic. Zizzers 60, Panthers 54. Back in 1 minute, Zizzer basketball. Hot Country, KDY.
If you're wanting to add power to your farm, now is the time. With Kubota and Edgler and Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Get the Kubota MX6000 with 60 horsepower now for only $38,000 with zero down, 4.9 APR for 84 months with approved credit now through 2/28/26. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Edgler and Harbor Farm Equipment. Mountain Grove and West Plains.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome back. Family Pharmacy, Panther Classic from Mountain Grove. Night one. This has been a good one. Zizzer's up with the 6-point lead after three quarters. Zizzer's playing a matchup zone here. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's good. Aiden Eastep. He gets the Panthers back within three. Kraft's got it. He drives down the free throw line, gets it to Cobb in the corner. Down the baseline, kicks it out to Miller. Down to Moore. Moore works it down to Judd. He can't handle the pass. Turnover. Back comes the Panthers. Eastep's got it. He's being double-teamed. He throws it out to Golden. Golden works it around to Gardner. Gardner down the baseline. Back to Eastep for three. No good. And we've got off of the Zizzers out of bounds on the rebound. So the Panthers will keep it. 7:05 left to go here in this one. Eastep going to trigger it in. He gets it in. Nice cut. Nobody picked up Garner. Coming through, and it's a one-point game. 5-0 run to start this fourth quarter. That's 23 for Gardner. Cobb's got it at the wing. Down the baseline. Nice feed inside to Judd. Judd walks. So that's going to be another turnover on the Zizzers. Mountain Grove has got a chance to take a lead here. 6:45 left to go in this one. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night as the Zizzers take on the Thayer Bobcats. Eastep brings it across the timeline. He bounces it down, gives it back to him. Running. He just threw that one up, and it somehow went down. That's kind of a wild-looking shot, and the Panthers, they've got the lead. 7-0 run here to start the fourth quarter. Zizzers need to get some buckets. Judd comes down. Free throw inside the free throw line. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Panthers. The Zizzers starting off this quarter a little bit cold. Panthers have come out red hot. And they've taken a one-point lead. Golden got it to Emery. He's being guarded tough by Moore. Get it out to Golden. He's down the baseline. Throws it up wild. No good, but the rebound comes down to the Panthers. Three-pointers good. Eastep with another three. And there's a wild three by Moore. No good. Saved by Kraft. Miller's got it. And it's a four-point lead for the Panthers. And Coach Huddleston wants to talk about it. It's a full timeout. Zizzers now down by four. 5:31 left. Back in a minute. Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt. Uptime all the time.
Four!
planning a private party, par four and more, restaurant and family fun center. A country club for all is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Students, bring your student ID for 10% off any food. Par four and more, restaurant and family fun center. 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
And we're back. Three-pointer misses by Miller. Judd got the rebound. He's going to be fouled. And so the Scissors will take it out under their own bucket. Down four. This is very similar to how the beginning of the game started. Panthers have gone on a 10-0 run now. Here's Kraft. No good. And the Scissors have just gotten really cold on the shooting. Golden all the way down, and he scores, and it is a 6-point lead, a 12-0 run. Here's Judd from the wing. He puts it up for three. It's short. No good. Rebound, Panthers. And here comes the Panthers again. Dishes down. Golden gets fouled. The shot would not go. He's going to go to the foul line to shoot two. 12-0 run by the Panthers to start this fourth quarter. Scissors going to have to find range again. They've just not been getting anything to fall here in this fourth quarter. The first free throw is good. Golden now has 16. Cale Gardner leads all scorers with 23. Second free throw is also good. Good free throw shooting team here in Mountain Grove. The Scissors trail by 8 as it's a 14-0 run now. Kraft's got the ball. It's top of the key. He gives it up to Kinslow. Kinslow to Judd. Judd to Miller. Miller down to Long in the corner. Back to Miller, top of the key. Dribbles in, looking for somewhere to go with it. And we've got a foul on Cole Garner. I believe that's going to be his fourth. With the reach in there, that'll be the team second, I believe, here. 4:33 left to go in this one. Scissors down 8. They need to find a spark here and get some points going. Kraft's got 9. They've done a good job, Mountain Grove, that is, of staying. I mean, they have been glued to Kraft, so he hasn't been able to bust loose yet. Panthers knock the ball out of bounds. The Scissors will inbound it. 4:26 left to go in this one. This has been a fantastic ball game so far. Josiah gets it into Kraft. 4-3. Off the rim, no good. Kinslow goes up and gets it. Puts it back in. Nice, tough offensive rebound and put back. And the Scissors finally get on the board here in the fourth quarter. They now trail by 6. 4:10 left to go. Golden's got it on the wing, being guarded by Judd. He gives it up to Estep. Almost a steal there by Kinslow. He gets it back to Golden. Down the baseline, he puts it up, and that's going to be a foul. I believe they're going to get Long. It'll be Long or Judd. We'll see which one they got on. Both of them were there. And they're going to call that on Long. That's going to be Josiah's third foul. The team's second foul. 3:56 left to go in regulation. Cale Gardner goes to the free throw line. It's good. He scored 8 from the free throw line. I'm sorry, that's Golden. Wrong line there. Second one's no good. And here comes the Scissors. Ethan Miller's got it down low. He puts it up. Will not go. And the rebound off of the Panthers and out of bounds. So the Scissors will keep it. Trail by 7. 3:47 left to go in regulation. Long gets it into Kraft. Jumper is good. Jared Kraft's in double figures now with 11. Panther wide open. Judd cuts him off. They work the ball around. Yolen's got it at the top of the key. He gives it up to Shannon. Shannon works it around. Got it at the top of the key. Down the lane. Knee step. Got a foul on the floor. I believe on, let's see. Gavin Kinslow is called for the foul. That's his second. Jacob Moore checks in. Aiden Judd checks out. Zizzers down by 5. 3:21 left to go in this one. Nice block by Jacob Moore. It's out of bounds, though, so the Panthers will keep it. They inbounded it to Brady Anderson, and he went up with the shot, and Moore rejected it. Anderson's going to check out now. Panthers look to get it in. They do. Zizzers are lucky that that wasn't another bucket. Golden was left alone. They got back, and they were able to defend it. We've got a foul on the floor now, as Golden and Jacob Moore was kind of tangled up there. I believe they're going to get Golden on the foul. They do. That's his third. Team's third. 69-64. Mountain Grove with the lead. They've outscored West Plains 15-4 here in this fourth quarter. Josiah looks to get it in. He does to Judd. Judd to Jacob Moore. Top of the key to Miller for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Fought for. We're going to have it over the back. I believe they're going to get Brett Garner on that one. And that is Garner, and that is his fourth. 2:56 left to go in this one. Kraft's back into the game. Moore is out. He's got the ball now. Kicks it out to Miller. Miller gets it down to Kraft. Double team. Gets it to Judd. Judd for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Comes down to Long. Back to Kraft. Finger roll won't go, but he's going to go to the line. They're going to call Brody Emery on the foul there. I believe that's his fourth. It is. And so Jared Kraft gets to go to the line for two. We do have a timeout on the floor. They want to talk about it. It's a one-minute timeout. Zizzers trail by 5, 2:43 left. We're back in a minute on Hot Country KDY.
Basketball season is here, and just like the Zizzers bring power to the court, Cape Electrical Supply brings power to your projects. Whether you're a contractor, business, or do-it-yourselfer, get the electrical supplies you need to make a slam dunk, from wiring and lighting to tools and expert advice. In West Plains and online, call 417-256-5175. Your trusted teammate, Cape Electrical Supply, powering our community one connection at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome back. James Hurt filling in for Harlan Hutchinson tonight. He's over at the Civic Center with the Grizzlies. First free throw by Kraft is no good. It's one more. 2:43 left in this one. Zizzers trail by 5. Look to make it 4 here and do. 12 now on the knife for Kraft. As we're approaching 2.5, Zizzers expanding the pressure. Man-to-man full court. Mountain Grove's going to have to get it across. They do. It's tipped out, but E-Step comes up with it. And Mountain Grove pulls it back out. They're not going to get in any hurry with 4-point lead. No shot clock. We do have a foul here on Kinslow. That is going to be the fourth team foul, I believe. That is the third on Kinslow. So we're going to have some free throws down the stretch here, I do believe, as we're approaching the bonus. Double team out top, and a steal by Kinslow, and he's going to get fouled. That is going to be, I believe, on Eastep, and Kinslow is going to go to the line and try to chip in to this 4-4 Panthers lead. That is on Eastep. That is just his first on the game. 2:12 left to go in this one, 69-65. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night, the Zizzers will be right back here. The first free throw, no good by Kinslow. Taking on the Thayer Bobcats. And that game will tip off at 6 o'clock. So, hope to have you back here on the radio. Kinslow misses both of them. Rebound goes off of West Plains. And Mountain Grove is going to take them all back with a 4-point lead. West Plains going to go into a full court defense here. Trying to make it tough on Mountain Grove to get. Golden with a nice spin move. He gets it across, and they lose it. Ball's on the floor. Mountain Grove gets it, and they're going to call a timeout, a 30-second timeout. 1:59 left to go in this one. Panthers lead by 4, 69-65 over the Zizzers. Back in 30 seconds on Hot Country, KDY.
From your first paycheck to your first home. Starting your own business or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
One 1:59 left to go in this one. The Zizzers have been outscored 15-5 here in this fourth quarter. Need to dig down deep this last 2 minutes and try to put some points on the board. Here's a drive and a shot, and it is going to be a foul on Kraft, I believe. That will put Cale Gardner on the line to shoot two. I apologize, I keep calling him Cole, and it's Kale. Looking to try to expand this Mountain Grove lead. Mountain Grove come into this game 6-10, but if you're around at the beginning, I told you, don't let that record fool you. They have played a heck of a tough schedule so far this year. Gardner's got 24 now, and make that 25. He has been pretty much almost automatic from the free throw line, and it's a 6-point lead. Here's Kraft with the jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Kinslow. Gets it to Judd at the wing for three. It's short. No good. Rebound comes down to Mountain Grove. They've got numbers. And Garner went up wanting to dunk that one, but defense got back and prevented that from happening. He's hobbling a little bit. That's going to be on Josiah, and that is his fifth foul. So he finishes the night with 18, so a good night for Josiah as he is leading the Zizzers in scoring. They trail by 6, 1:36 left to go in this one. Said Gardner's been almost automatic. Well, it didn't work. I tried to jinx him there. And he remains that way. He's 11 for 12 from the line tonight. Free throws can make a huge difference in all levels of basketball. Make that 12 of 13. And they have an 8-point lead now. Zizzers going to have to put up some points in a hurry. Kraft's got it. And I think the Zizzers got the benefit on that one. It looked like it went off Kraft's foot. They're going to say it was off of the Panthers. 1:28, down 8. Kraft puts up a shot. It's off the rim, no good. Off of Panthers, back to the Zizzers once again. It's just not been a good shooting quarter down here, down the stretch. But they can catch fire at any time. Judd's got it. He gets it over to Miller. Back to Judd. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Miller gets it down in the corner to Kinslow. Knocked out of bounds. 1:15 left. Zizzers down eight. Going to have to get some shots put up, boys. Well, it looks like we're going to have a foul on the floor. I missed that one. So Jared Kraft's going to go back to the line. Really need to take advantage of this to be able to chip some points off with the clock not moving. The first one's up. It's short. No good. Kraft's 2 for 4 from the line tonight. Second one. A little more into that one. It's good. He's got 13 now. And the Zizzers trail by 7, 1:12. Going to have a foul on Miller. So that's going to put, let's see, who does that put to the line? Can't see the number. Number 11, Brody Emery, goes to the line for the Panthers. First one is up, and it's good. Second one is up, and it's no good. Rebound, though, to the Panthers. Blocked out of bounds by Moore. Panthers have scored 19 points from the line tonight. 19 for 25. Good night from the line. They get the ball inbounded. We're hit the minute mark. Got some tight defense. And Mountain Grove is not in a hurry at all to try to get this one. We had a collision here at half court. No foul called. Mountain Grove gets a timeout. They lead by 8. 51.8 seconds left. We got a discussion here. Well, maybe they didn't call a timeout. I'm not sure. The Mountain Grove fans are not happy about whatever it is the official just said at the scorer's table. So we will see. We're going to get this one sorted out. Players are back to their bench. Okay, we do have a 30-second timeout on the floor. No, I'm sorry. They changed it. It is a full timeout. We'll figure out what's going on here in a minute. We'll be back in 1 minute on High Country KDY.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
And we're back. 51.8 left to go in this one. 74 to 66. After we said a minute, they changed it back to a 30. So, hey, we're back. Zizzers playing some tough defense here. But they are running out of time in a hurry. Mountain Grove just trying to dribble it out. They're working the ball outside. Get trapped in the corner. And there's a steal by Judd. He gets it down to Cobb. Three-pointer in the corner by Kraft. No good. Outside. Get trapped in the corner. And there's a steal by Judd. He gets it down to Cobb. Three-pointer in the corner by Kraft. No good. Rebound on the floor. Gets it to Cobb in the corner. Now from the wing. Three-pointer. It's good. Caleb Cobb in double figures. He's got 11 now, and the Zizzers are back within 5 with 19.6. And we've got another timeout on the floor, and this one is a full timeout, so we'll be back in 1 minute with Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
If you're a small business owner in Southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome back. 19.6 left to go in this one. It's been a good one. Zizzer's going to have to do something in a hurry. They're trying to trap in the backcourt. We're going to have a foul on Ethan Miller. That's going to put Cale Garner back at the line once again, and he has been money from the line all night tonight. Mountain Grove did a good job of making it to where that's who they had to foul. That's going to be Ethan's fifth. I believe. I'm not sure. They're walking him to the sideline. They're talking to Huddleston, Coach Huddleston. Kinslow's going to come back in. I did not have him down as 5, but I'm not the official scorekeeper. But they do say, indeed, that is his 5th. Ethan had a nice night, 12 points. First free throw is good for Garner. That puts him up 6. That's going to make it even tougher. And the second one is also good. And that's going to be close to putting it out of reach. Here's Cobb. He comes down. He drives all the way down. Got to get some shots up, boys. Here's Judd for 3. It don't hit anything, but Cobb runs it down into the backcourt. Kraft runs it down, and we're done. 76-69, the Mountain Grove Panthers with a big fourth quarter to win this one over the West Plains Zizzers. Back in 1 minute with final stats.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
And welcome back to the Mountain Grove High School gym, the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. And the West Plains Zizzers fall tonight 76-69 to the Mountain Grove Panthers. Mountain Grove outscored West Plains 22-9. In that final quarter. They get off to a really hot start in the first quarter, as I told you earlier, 9-0 to start the game. Then West Plains went on a big run. Then they led most of the way, but then Mountain Grove come out with a 14-0 run in the fourth quarter and was not they held on to the lead. West Plains was not able to cut into it, and it ended up being a seven-point loss for the Zizzers. Leading all scorers tonight, Cale Garner for Mountain Grove. He had 31. Eli Golden had 16. Brody Emery and Aiden Estep both had 13, 2 for Brett Gardner and 1 for Brady Anderson. For the Zizzers, they were led tonight by Josiah Long. He had 18 off the bench. Jared Kraft with 13. Caleb Cobb with 11. Ethan Miller had 12. Kinslow with 5. And Luke Skeeters with 2 free throws. Well, that's going to do it. I'm James Hurt. Glad to have you along tonight. Don't forget to come back tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. It'll be back here at the Mountain Grove High School gym as the Thayer Bobcats will take on, well, the Zizzers will take on the Thayer Bobcats. I'll get it straight in a second. But for Jim Lambert back at the studio, I'm James Hurt. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow night for Mountain Grove High Country. KDY.
You never have to wait for a download.
Here's more New Country.
Today's hot New Country, 102.5 KDY.